An Italian climber was killed in a fall today on Denali. Luciano Colombo died in a 1,000-foot fall at about 10 a.m. this morning as he was on his way back down the mountain. He fell from a pass at about 18,000 feet. Mountaineers at a camp 1,000 feet below watched the fall, and when mountaineering rangers responded, they discovered Colombo had died from trauma. Maureen McLaughlin is a public information officer with the National Park Service. She says the area where Colombo fell is very steep, about a 45-degree slope.
At this point in the season, it's very hard and windblown, very difficult to arrest a fall. From what I understand, it's pretty treacherous walking because they're on a diagonal as they're moving along it. From what it sounds like, this individual had fallen just at the very top of that traverse.
Colombo was 67 years old. This is the second death on Denali this year. 38-year-old Beat Niederer of Switzerland died from unknown causes near 18,000 feet last week. McLaughlin says it's sobering to have two fatal accidents in the first few weeks of the Denali climbing season.